And now from some fun shopping to a not-so-fun battle that's been ongoing, and it's continuing. Residents of the North Shore are again trying to block the expansion planned by the Turtle Bay Resort. In October, the City and County of Honolulu's Department of Planning and Permitting accepted the resort's supplemental environmental impact statement. Yesterday, the community group filed suit, citing reasons why they shouldn't have, and the group's president can count them on one hand. Gil Riviera joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Beth Ann. How are you?
Hi there. Good morning. Couldn't hear you for a second there. This battle that just seems to go on and on and on, yesterday took another turn with the lawsuit that you filed, and you say there are five distinct reasons that this SEIS is, as you put it, fatally flawed and should have been rejected. Let's start with the first one.
Okay.
You say that it failed to accurately describe the proposed project and that it's not possible to legally evaluate the project's actual environmental impact. Why do you say that?
Well, they've done they're kind of ambiguous on what they're proposing to build. They say we're going to build possibly condo hotels, possibly timeshares. We might build traditional hotels. And each of those would have different labor requirements, so the jobs element, the people visiting, the frequency, the departures, the trip generations, all of that would vary depending on what they actually end up building. And also, very, very obviously, they put in there something that says, well, of 375 units, we might add an additional room to that we can lock off. Therefore, we would not have 625 hotel rooms. We would have 1,000 hotel rooms. And so it's unclear as to how they're measuring and what exactly they're talking about. So that's one obvious problem with if they don't describe the property correctly, how can they measure the impacts?
Didn't you tell them that, though, when it was being discussed?
We gave them very comprehensive comments along the way, and we suggested that things be fixed and recirculated. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened, and that's why we're here today.
When you talk about the term that they use, the full build-out alternative, which you say from the 1985 purposes of the impact comparisons, just don't put it into real terms for today, that it sort of skews the results because it's not comparing real apples to apples. What was your specific problem with it?
Well, if you look at their kind of publicity and the way they're framing this whole discussion, you'll hear them say, we have reduced the scale of the resort by 60%, therefore, we've mitigated all of our impacts, or so they imply. Well, 60% of something that is never going to be built is a bit of a straw man. The fundamental elements of an environmental impact statement is you have to determine the baseline, which is if you do nothing, what will the environment look like going forward? And so that's the no action build. But they're kind of deceiving us with the look what we're not building, rather than the fact that they are tripling the size of the resort. So using 4,000 units from that were considered in 1985 and saying, well, see, look, that's really big. We're not going to build that. Therefore, you know, what nothing to talk about here. That inverts the whole process, and that's a problem.
It seems to be, Gil, that you're saying that you want to know exactly what this particular build-out is going to look like and what it's going to do in terms of impacting the environment, which seems pretty logical. And you don't think that any of that got answered in the SEIS?
Well, they have thousands of pages of information, and they do a lot of studies. And there's no question they've done a lot of work here to try to answer some of these questions. But the fundamental flaw is that in their draft supplemental EIS, they said that, well, this resort project is unique and may be unprecedented, and therefore the no-action alternative, we reject that. We're not going to do the no-action, so therefore we're not even going to study it. That's what they said in their draft report. When we and everybody else complain and says, no, that's one of the fundamental elements of an environmental study is give us a proper baseline, they came back and said, well, okay, we'll, nevertheless, we'll do something like that. And all they did is they kind of put some Band-Aids on the project and said, the no-action alternative will have less impact. Well, that's not a very vigorous and descriptive analysis.
You wanted some real figures against which you could compare the figures
they
were giving you for their bill.
Yeah, so when we're going to bring this much economic development and the no-action alternative will have no impact, that's ridiculous because the existing hotel has been quite successful lately and is continuing to be successful. So what we need to compare is what is, if the hotel continues to prosper and grow and stimulate jobs as it is doing, that certainly will increase and be of great value in the future. That should be the baseline for which we compare what they're proposing. But they haven't done that, and they've refused to do that. And that's fundamentally flawed. It wrecks the whole logic of the report they're supposed to be doing.
Let's move on to another point that you make, that there is no way to adequately evaluate the impact on traffic.
Yeah, what they've done is they used the Oahu Regional Transportation Plan, which is not a bad idea for starters, and it is kind of a planning document. But the purpose of the Regional Transportation Plan is to essentially boil down rush hour traffic and commuting and getting people to work in the morning. But the North Shore is different. It's not downtown Honolulu. It's peak hours of traffic are different. So afternoons and weekends are when the North Shore is impacted. And so that regional traffic study doesn't adequately study the North Shore. Therefore, using that, again, as their baseline, and then skipping projects like, we're not going to consider the impacts of that new La'ie Hotel, or no, we're not going to consider those, the housing in Coal Ridge.
So you're saying that it's looking at it in a vacuum?
We're saying they didn't. Their fundamental assumptions before they started calculating the traffic, again, their baseline is skewed to result in less impact than what we think it probably really will be.
Now, the last problem you had with the SEIS was that you said that it violates the law by failing to properly evaluate the impact on the wetlands and marine water quality and endangered and threatened species.
Yes, they. Shortest way to describe that is they didn't study the marsh, the Punahou'olapa marsh. They just said, well, we're not going to touch that. So they didn't look to see what endangered species may exist there. Their draft report claimed that they didn't find anything that was threatened or endangered. And then when it was pointed out that, well, yes, there are some birds that are endangered that live in the nearby wet bird sanctuary, and there are some other plants, they carefully changed the wording in the final. Again, they didn't properly go out and look at things, and when they were notified, we don't believe they adequately went back and reviewed it.
So now you want to take the whole thing to court and try to force them to do another SEIS. At this point, do you think that there is any hope that there can be some mediation or some other ways of handling this aside from simply having this lawsuit go forward?
That's always possible. That's always possible. It's just unfortunate that the Department of Planning and Permitting, and so it's important actually to clarify here too, our lawsuit is against the city Department of Planning
and
Permitting.
Right, trying to cause them to go back and say to Turtle Bay, no, you got to do it again.
Yeah, give us a proper baseline, because Turtle Bay also would have us believe that there's nothing to talk about here. They're going full steam ahead with the development, and there's no approvals along the way. But they admit in their study that they are going to need a special management area permit from the city. That is a discretionary permit. They will need subdivision approval, which is discretionary, and that's what triggered this whole supplemental EIS. So they do have some approvals along the way, and in order to properly make decisions, you need an adequate supplemental report. So it's kind of tragic that we're back at this again for maybe it's called Turtle Bay 2, huh? Turtle Bay 1, Turtle Bay 2, like Super Ferry.
Well, it's going to be ongoing as this whole battle has been now for decades. And this latest incarnation, we will be watching it, as I'm sure you will, and we'll talk to you about it in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your interest. Have a great day.
Gil Riviere is the president of Keep the North Shore Country, the organization that won the Hawaii Supreme Court decision requiring that supplemental environmental impact statement for Turtle Bay Resort's expansion, which the group is again challenging in court.
country.